Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma, and I'm here with my co-host and friend, Jaina. In today's episode, we'll be chatting about a topic in the Gilmore Girls community, and specifically whether or not Lorelai and Rory fit into the not trope and stereotype. So we'll be talking about what that term means, whether or not Rory and Lorelai fit into that trope, and also some good things and also not so good things from this trope in general. But before we do that, we're just gonna take a quick break. All right, so we found this article. It's from this website, Showbiz Cheat Sheet. And the article is basically just called, "Did the Series Embrace the Not Like Other Girls Trope with Lorelai and Rory?" We'll go ahead and link this article in the show notes, but it's pretty interesting. And I've kind of seen this conversation happen online. But Jaina, before we dive into talking about the article itself, like your overall thoughts about it when you read it.
Oh, when I started reading it, I didn't actually realize that they had some of these. Like, I knew, but I thought it was, like, normal. But I think it's because I was so used to the show that I didn't really actually think about some of these things that they, like, mentioned in the article. And then when I started reading it, because, like, when I was watching the show, I was like, oh, it's just, like, normal. Like, this is how the characters kind of are. I didn't know, like, people had issues with it or there was this, like, discussion about it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I had heard this conversation before on Reddit in, like, the Gilmore Girls thread that they have. And when I first read it, I was just like, oh, wow, I didn't notice that before either. Because, yeah, we've been watching the show for such a long time that we're so used to Lorelai and Rory. But then when that Reddit thread and also when this article kind of broke it down, I could see what they were saying. But yeah, with for those of you who aren't familiar with the trope, Not Like Other Girls, this trope is especially popular in like early 2000s media. And basically it categorizes certain girls as, you know, quote unquote special, where they don't necessarily like conform to stereotypes associated with being a girl or a woman. And the article also talks about how it can be a backhanded compliment, and basically saying that whoever they're saying that to has intelligence, sense of humor, maybe they're not interested in makeup or anything that's associated with stereotypically like girly things. So the conversation in the Gilmore Girls community is that some viewers think that Lorelai and Rory fall into this trope. So Jaina, what were your thoughts on that? How do we feel like Lorelai and Rory do fit into the Not Like Other Girls trope?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, after reading it, kind of agree with it that they're, like, you know, quote unquote special in the way that, like, Rory's, like, super intelligent, you know, she loves to read, and, like, other girls, I think, in the 2000s when they kind of, like, portrayed the leads, they didn't really like to read. They were more of, like, girly girls, like, loved makeup, loved to kind of go out, hang out with their friends, kind of, like, go to the movies, do all those, like, things. Sleepovers were, like, a big thing back then. And you kind of like solve that, and then you see Rory, and she's so studious, and she likes to read and all of that stuff. So it's more like different. And when it comes to Lorelai, I think definitely in the 2000s you didn't see a single mother character, and so that was like an oh my god type of thing. Like, how can she be, or like how is she surviving? So like the fact that she was so independent, she was able to take care of Rory and not really need a man, nor was she even like trying to find a man, so to say. Like, yes, she like, you know, was dating and stuff, but it wasn't like she needed a man to kind of help her survive. She was just dating to have a companion with. And other shows during that era, it was just like, oh, they needed someone to kind of like bring the money and like that sort of stuff. But for her, it wasn't about that. So I think it's like, it was like very different from like what that era had versus like what Gilmore Girls portrayed. What are your thoughts, Karishma?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like with the Lorelai not necessarily trying to find someone to marry right away, I think is interesting too. And especially at the beginning of the series, I remember Suki called her out on this about how whenever Lorelai would try to date, like whoever she was dating would last 2 weeks because Lorelai would always break it off at that. I think it was 2 weeks or 2 months. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But she would always break it up like pretty quickly. It was just because she didn't want to like go into that commitment until Max. So it is interesting because I feel like she didn't try to intentionally like find someone to marry at that point, like you said. So yeah, I feel like in that way, she also fits into that trope. And yeah, with Rory, like being known for reading books, it's interesting too, because it's like, that's like her main, one of her main personality traits throughout the series, especially at the beginning, to kind of show like, oh, look, she's different from other girls. She doesn't read magazines. She reads books. Like, look at her. And it's also interesting, like the types of books that Rory reads. Like they mainly show her reading like classic novels or like really intense, like Russian authors.
Yeah.
Like we never see her with like a romance novel or anything.
No.
So,
no, that's so
it's
true.
Interesting. Yeah. And also like I keep remembering the first episode of the series where like she's still at Stars Hollow High and the other girls in her class were like, while the teacher was talking, they were gossiping and like painting their nails and Rory yes. was just like taking notes. Yeah. And the other girls were like looking at her and judging her like, oh, look at her, she's paying attention. So even like in the show, they like really address it like from the get-go.
Yeah. And I even remember, and I think like the article's gonna kind of specify like the love interests and things, but I'm gonna like say it anyways. Like when Dean saw Rory for the first time, she was by that tree just like reading the book, and that's why he was like, you know, kind of interested in her, which is like different from like other TV shows at the time where like that's not what guys like looked at. They were more so like looking at like how they look or like what they dress like, etc. You know, it was more like superficial than like, oh, so, like someone's intelligent and that's why you're attracted to them. So that was also like something different that the show kind of portrayed from the get-go than like, you know, other shows during that time.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, with the love interest too and the intelligence thing, I saw that also like with when Rory, well, she wasn't technically with Jess yet, but like she realized she had liked Jess at that time and she was kind of like in denial about it. But like when Rory comes back from DC and she sees like Jess is with that other girl, I think her name is Shane, but like Rory frequently insults her intelligence and slut shames her too,
yeah.
even though all she did was kiss Jess and saying like, oh, look at that like blonde bimbo and like insulting her. And then like to Shane's face, even though Rory did not know her, she like says that Shane probably thinks, I think the line was like, she thinks that watching ice being created is probably interesting to her. So like Rory's just like, look at me, I'm intelligent, you're not good enough for Jess type
yeah.
of thing.
I definitely agree. And then when it comes to like the intelligent thing, you never see that for like leads, especially like during the early 2000s. Like just as like a random example I thought of is like Lizzie McGuire from that time. That's such a throwback, but I hope you remember.
Yes. Of course.
the friend she had, Miranda, I think it was.
Yeah, Miranda.
She was the one that would always like carry the books and like she was so studious, but she was like not the main character, you know? She was like the side chick type of thing. And you never like really saw those types of girls kind of be leads until you like saw Gilmore Girls and you saw Rory, and she was the one that was like super studious and like wanted to kind of get ahead in life. But like during that time, other shows like didn't really portray that as much. Like even in like Lizzie McGuire, I forgot like the main character's name. Oh, Lizzie. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. yeah, like you would see her and she loved to like, you know, put on makeup and like do her nails and this and that. And like, yeah, she was like, you know, geeky, dorky, all that type of stuff too. But like, that was the way they kind of portrayed the girls back then. And with, like, Rory, it was so different. Like, she didn't really care too much about makeup. She was always, like, a simplistic type of girl. And you kind of saw that, like, even with Lorelai. Like, that's how she is and was, like, during that era where they started airing the show. So that was just something I, like, randomly thought of.
Yeah, that is very accurate. Yeah, a lot of shows during that time, yeah, the leads were more, like, depending on the show, they were a lot more, like, traditionally, like, into girly-related things and activities. And so, yeah, I remember when I was, like, in middle school watching Gilmore Girls for the first time, I thought, like, wow, like, Rory is very, like, different than all the other, like, leads that I see in these other shows. So yeah, and another thing too related to intelligence that I noticed is like Lorelai and Rory are like very like witty and clever, and they always, especially Lorelai, always has a comeback for something.
Yeah.
And I feel like the other women on the show like are also witty. Like we see that with like Emily and Paris. Yeah, exactly. Suki. But they always have, the other characters always have, like, something to where the audience kind of, like, interprets them differently. Like, I think the article also mentions how, like, for example, Paris is very, like, smart and witty and clever, but she's, like, shown as very, like, neurotic and, like, strange. Yeah. And then, like, Suki is very intelligent, but she's ditzy. So it's kind of, like, oh, these other people are also like Lorelai and Rory, but just a little bit different, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, like, I like the fact that they kind of have all those people, because that's so much more realistic to, like, how the world actually is versus, like, the other shows where they kind of make it impossible for girls to, like, look like that or, like, be like that type of thing. Like, you can't be perfect all the time. So it's nice to see, like, you have Suki, who's, like, really smart, funny, cute, all of that stuff. And then, you know, at the same time, she's a little ditzy, which is nice. It's, like, kind of a relief to see that, because there are people like that out there. And so you kind of want to see that type of stuff being shown so you feel like you can fit in. And I love the fact that, like, they did this, like, literally before, like, the feminine movement, you know? So it was, like, early 2000s, and you have this going on, and you don't even realize that you're, like, watching this, and you feel like you're seen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like that too, especially with, like, yeah, making Suki a little bit more ditzy or Paris a little bit more, like, neurotic, because it does make it a lot more, like, these characters are more complex. It's not just like, oh, this person's just like a witty machine and they just say all these witty things all the time, but it makes them more realistic, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, yeah. Sorry. And
no, another go ahead.
Thing about like Suki is that, you know, she's not like your typical like skinny girl, or I don't really know. I don't want to say that she's fat, but you know what I mean? She's not like those typical girls that you see on some of these shows. And I love that, because like that is how like most people are, right? They are like, everybody comes in like different shapes and sizes, and that's amazing. And the show like never ever ever like makes fun of that or talks about that, like nothing. And I love that. Like in other shows, I know like people would make fun of like a girl or a woman who is like a little overweight or anything like that. And it was so unnecessary at the time, because I remember as a kid, I would just always be like, oh, like, you got to be skinny or else, like, you know, someone's going to make fun of you in the playground, you know. And it was always like something that they would show on the shows. And like, you know, at school, people would be like, oh, like, don't say that or don't do that. Like, they would teach you. But at the end of the day, like, the TV shows themselves and like everything would just portray the fact that girls would be a certain type of way and a certain type of look. So I really like the fact that really everybody in Gilmore Girls has like a different like shape, size, height, weight, you know, whatever, and it's fine, and no one ever like speaks to that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that too, how they with Suki's like body type, they never fat shame her specifically, or they don't like make jokes about her weight or anything. And that was like very refreshing to see. And especially, it's interesting too, because the actress who plays her, Melissa McCarthy, like when she started getting a lot more famous and started like getting more movie roles, I remember a lot of the movies I would see her in, they would like make fun of her weight and make it as like a butt of the joke. So I did find it like very refreshing too, the fact that they did not make it as a joke and she was just Suki. And what we knew her for is being a great chef and being really funny and all of these different things. And one thing I did notice is like, it's interesting with Gilmore Girls, like they don't ever like, and specifically Lorelai and Rory, they don't ever fat shame like the people that they know, but they will like turn around and fat shame like strangers, which is one thing that I'm not a fan of. Like, for example, like that infamous like ballerina review, like Rory like just called her a hippo and like went in on her and it was like, whoa, dude, like, what are you saying? Like, that is so uncalled for. So I feel like that's kind of another way that they do kind of fall into that, like, not like other girls trope where it's like, oh, they can eat whatever they want and they can not exercise and they could be like, they could fit into the beauty standard, quote unquote, but then they turn around and like make fun of other people for, you know, being a different body type and fat shaming them, at least like towards strangers. So yeah, that whole thing like always like was weird to me, the fact that they did it, but I also recognize like in early 2000s media they did that a lot too.
That's so interesting you mentioned that. I do not even remember that, so thanks for calling that out.
Yeah, there was it was the episode, so Rory's at Yale and she has to like review a ballet for the Yale Daily News.
Oh,
and
there
was like this ballerina and she didn't do a great performance, but like Rory made most of the piece about her weight, and so yeah, and it was like vicious. She's like, oh, she's a hippo, like she has like skin falling out of her like costume, and it was really like fat shaming and terrible. So oh, Rory.
Yeah, that was college Rory though. She was a hot mess.
Exactly, she was a hot mess. Oh, another thing, Rory, that I realized too as I was thinking about this is, Rory and Lorelai, but mostly Rory, they're a little bit like snobby about music and their music tastes are different from other people's. Like, I thought of that scene where Dean and Lindsay were at this party and they were like briefly talking to Rory and Jess. And they were like, oh, what's your favorite music? And Lindsay was like, oh, I like Michelle Branch and Matchbox 20, which, what a throwback. And Britney Spears, and Rory is like clearly judging her for it. And then Dean like immediately jumps in to defend her and is like, oh, she's clearly not a music fanatic like you, Rory. Like, so it's very like snobby, I feel like, of Rory in that way.
Yeah, I definitely like noticed that like later on, but for the most part she wasn't too bad. But like, I agree, like when she had her moments it was like, oh my god, did you just say that and like why?
Yeah, exactly, like it wasn't like there all the time, and a lot of the times we forget about it, but then there's like certain scenes where she'll act snobby in that way. It's like, Rory, like why do you care?
Yeah.
And then another one I thought of too is the fact that another way like Lorelai and Rory kind of fit into that trope is the fact that they oftentimes brag about not knowing how to cook, which, you know, cooking's an important life skill, like everybody should know how to do it. But like, yeah, they always brag like, oh, we keep shoes in the oven, like our fridge is always empty. And then with the Dean and Lindsay thing, when Lindsay is like trying to learn how to cook and like take care of the house, like especially Rory is very like judgmental about it and is like, Dean, that's not what you want, even though back in season one Dean was saying like, oh yeah, I want like a wife like Donna Reed, and you know, he was saying all that stuff. So it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, it was, I think, like, I don't know, I just thought it was like weird that they kind of mentioned some of those things. I didn't agree with them because the whole like the TV show thing, and then she like Rory pretended to be like the woman from the TV, and I was just, it was so weird at the time. And then it was also like weird to me, like, that Dean like made that comparison where he was like, oh, my, like, my mom does this, so like you should too. And like also at the same time, it was weird that like Rory and Lorelai both were like, no, like, we don't cook, like, we just, that's like not something that we do. Nor did they like really know half the things in their kitchen, which I was so surprised about. Because I'm like, how have you lived your entire lives without, like, understanding, like, half of, like, the things that are in your kitchen? So, it was just so funny. I think they made it funny, but it was kind of sad also at the same time. If you think about it, it's like, what? How are you managing your life if you don't know this, like, basic thing?
Right. Yeah. I think, with a lot of these like traits that we're pointing out too, it's kind of like one of those things where like it's fine that Lorelai and Rory, for example, like don't know how to cook, or it's fine if they prefer one thing over the other, but it's like when they turn around and like judge other people for not being just like them, that's where it gets very like,
yeah,
a little icky, I guess. And yeah, I agree with like the Dean thing, because he was just like, oh yeah, I want this. And it's like, okay, Dean, whatever.
Well, like, I think that's what like early 2000s, those shows like kind of had that. Right. And like, so like, I, you know, agree to disagree, but like he had his own opinion, mm-hmm. and that was like fine. But it was kind of gross that like when Lorelai saw that Rory was kind of, you know, imitating the woman from the show, that she like really made fun of Rory for it. She's like, oh my goodness, like, this is what you're doing, like, that's so cute, like, and it was kind of embarrassing. So even if like Rory wanted to do this, like hypothetically, if she wanted to like learn how to cook, all of that, I feel like Lorelai was kind of like quote unquote like preventing her from learning these skills, just because, right. I feel like she was embarrassed that her mom's going to make fun of her. So that's also like negative in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, I remember, I think it was season 6 or 7 where, kind of like jumping really far ahead in the series, but, where did they go? So, Rory and Logan, went to Martha's Vineyard with Luke and Lorelai. And, like, all of a sudden, like, Rory knows how to, like, poach lobster. And she's like, yeah, I cook all the time. And she's like, yeah, I go to the gym every day when I'm here. And Lorelai is, like, really roasting her for it. And she's, like, making fun of her. So I totally see, like, that point of she might be curious about learning these things. But Lorelai is very much like, oh, no, we don't do these things, that Rory may be too scared to like branch out in that way of like, oh, well, my mom will make fun of me if I try to learn how to cook, or my mom will make fun of me if I exercise or play a sport or anything.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And like, maybe that's why she made like half the decisions she made of like being so studious and, you know, all of those types of things, is because like that was like the Lorelai Gilmore household, and like she kind of had to be like her mom in that way to, I don't know, survive.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And another interesting thing too, after I saw this article, I kind of went on another like Reddit thread about it, but the Gilmore Girls fandom kind of pointed this out about the show creator Amy Sherman Palladino, and how in her shows, she tends to have a habit of how like all of the lead women are brunette, and they all kind of have similar character traits, and that they're all very like intelligent and witty. And then on the flip side, some of the characters who have blonde hair tend to be portrayed as not so great. Like for example, and for context for people listening, Jaina and I are huge Marvelous Mrs. Maisel fans.
Oh my God, which is yes.
That's another ASP show, and Midge, the main character in that show, fits into that role of like brunette, intelligent, witty, funny, And then if any of you out there have seen Bunheads, the lead in that show also falls into that role too. So it's also interesting, like, she has a habit of creating kind of like similar characters in these worlds.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's so true. There is no blonde. Wait, someone's blonde. I think Babette is like kind of like a dirty blonde.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. So interesting.
Yeah, right. When I saw that, I was like, whoa, that totally like checks out. Like, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. I think shoot, I'm like forgetting her name. What was that girl? Not girl. Oh, actually, wait. Paris is a blonde,
right?
Yeah, and she's like, you know, portrayed as like smart and witty and all that. So, mm-hmm. So maybe it's not like the leads. Maybe it's not everybody, but
yeah, I think it's definitely like the lead characters that are kind of similar in that way.
Yeah, I love that. Then, like,
yeah, right. I was like, whoa, that is interesting. So yeah, those were just like some traits of like how they fit into that trope. And I was also thinking we could talk about like some benefits and consequences to Lorelai and Rory like being in that trope, like anything that would be like good about it or harmful about it. Like, for example, I think that with Rory being so studious and loving to read and write, a lot of girls who are watching the show can perhaps like relate to her, like, because I know when I was younger, I definitely related a lot to her, because I also love reading, and I remember when I was a kid, I would always like pay attention in class and like really cared about my grades. So it was kind of like refreshing seeing her on TV, because I was so used to seeing characters who were not necessarily like me. So yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of liked that too. I guess. In terms of what was like negative, maybe it was like she always focused only on like studying. It wasn't like extracurriculars weren't like an important thing to her, and like same thing like throughout the show, even like when they went to Chilton and like the other two, three girls that she would talk to, there was nothing like about sports or anything like that. The only thing I saw them doing was like fencing. Which, yes, it's a sport. I totally get that. But, like, it wasn't something like, you know, like, I don't know, basketball or tennis or something like that, where, like, they would go to competitions and kind of do that. I wish, like, the show kind of showed that as well. Like, hey, girls can also be studious and, like, be able to, like, do these sports and, like them too. That would have been, like, a plus and, like, a cherry on if they kind of portrayed that. But I think it was just, like, the fact that they only cared about studying wasn't super realistic, because, yes, like, I was like that too, but I also, like, kind of like to do other things, and I wish they kind of showed that. Just aside from, like, Rory watching TV and, like, movies all the time, like, yes, like, people, that's what you do for, like, fun and entertainment. But, like, there's other things to, like to do for entertainment purposes. Like, if, you know, even if they just had, like, something, like, watching the NBA and that was like fun for them, you know, madness, y'all. But I think it would just be like, it would be like a little more refreshing. I guess that's like one negative that I can think of. It's not like a big one, but it's just something I thought of.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, like kind of showing her as more like well-rounded would have been beneficial, because
yeah
we do see her like whenever she isn't like studying or reading, she's like hanging out with her mom, or you know, she's in the town, so it would have been nice to like see her, I don't know, like go to the mall with friends, like
yeah
every exactly. Like 16 year old at the time, yeah. Like have her go to like what are some stores, like have her go to Claire's or something, I don't know.
Oh, that's like a throwback.
Right, yeah. Have her go to like Libby Lou. No, she was probably too old for that, but yeah, like some of these stores or something like that would have made her a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, because it kind of made it seem like she was too perfect in that way. And like, for example, so I used to watch this with my mom, and I was, I think, probably high school or maybe junior high. And at that time, like when my mom and I would watch it and she would see like Rory being so studious, she would literally be like, you should be like her. And like, stop like doing blah, 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 like other things that I like. And like, I love that she loved the character and everything, but I also hated the fact that she would like compare that with like what I would do, because like studying wasn't everything, you know, for me. Like, I love to study and I would finish all my homework and everything on time. After that, I wasn't one of those people that would like still continuously like read a book, you know. That's just not who I was or I am. So that was just like something negative that I felt from the show, because I'm like, oh man, she's like comparing me to her. I will never live up to her.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm so sorry that happened with the comparison, because yeah, that's the thing too, is like, on one hand, like, it's good to have her portrayal because she can be inspirational to a lot of people or relatable. But on the other hand, like, yeah, if we compare ourselves to Rory, like, and probably we're also mainly talking about the early seasons, Rory, like, you know, we could compare ourselves and feel horrible about ourselves. It's like, oh, I'll never be as smart as Rory, or I'll never be as studious or well-read as her and all of that. Because I definitely also like did that in the past too. I remember there's this Rory Gilmore reading challenge that's been going on like online for many years now. And I remember, I think when I started college, I tried to attempt it. And it's basically where you just read all the books that was mentioned on Gilmore Girls by Rory. And I tried picking up some of those Russian authors, and they were very boring and difficult to read, at least in my opinion. And I felt like so stupid for feeling that way. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not like Rory. Like, she can read all these Russian authors by age 6, apparently. And I'm in college and I can't understand what this like dead guy is trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's definitely a huge negative. And another thing.
Oh, sorry,
go ahead.
No. I was just going to start a different topic.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah, okay, you go first.
I was just going to say, like, going back to, like, the cooking thing, I feel like that was such a negative on their part. Like, the bad habits shouldn't have been portrayed the way they were, in my opinion, just because they kept showing, like, it's okay to eat fast food every single day. Like, it is not okay to do that. And, like, they weren't even realistic about it, because if you eat, like, fast food like that every single day, the way that they were eating, they definitely have, like, diabetes, high cholesterol, like, you know, blood pressure. Like, all of those things would be, like, problems for them, but like, they never showed that on the show. And so that was just like if anyone's watching, especially at a young age, they're probably like, oh sweet, like I can eat all this and like still look the way that they do, and like no problem, it's gonna be like a-okay. And like, no, it's not gonna be a-okay. Like, you can't survive on that type of diet. So I feel like that was also like negatively portrayed, and I wish they kind of did like a better job of it. Like, I know it was like funny, and it was like cool that they kind of showed that part, because like usually like girls will just like eat salads, and like whoever watches Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know, when they're like shaking their little salad bowls, like, yes. It's amazing. But like, so I understand that, you know, girls are portrayed like that, but also at the same time, like, try to make the Gilmore Girls a little more realistic in that, like, you have to at least like care about what you're eating. You can't just be putting junk in.
Yeah, I completely agree. And also, like, when you are going to portray them cooking, like, don't jump to Rory poaching a lobster, because that's just not realistic. Oh, if she God. Has never cooked a day in her life, and then you have her poaching lobster, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, she becomes a professional overnight.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck is this? Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was my next point too, the fact that that's a huge negative as well. And I think we've talked about this before on the podcast too, that Lauren Graham, when they were filming Gilmore Girls, like, she was on a very like strict diet that she put herself on, and like, she mostly ate salads like the Kardashians do. So it's just so wild how on the show they're like, oh no, Lorelai just eats cheeseburgers every single day and she's fine and nothing happens to her. So yeah, I think that's definitely one negative. And then on the flip side, and we did kind of also touch on this with our episode a while back with Larissa, which by the way, go listen to that if you guys haven't already. But one benefit to that too is that because in early 2000s media, there was tons of like diet culture type of stuff going on. I do appreciate how the show does sort of encourage like a little bit more like well-rounded relationship with food. And like, for example, the only character on the show that was, or two characters on the show that was very like strict with their, what they were eating were like Luke and Michelle, which is interesting. Like they were two male characters who were really intense about what they ate. And then we had like the two female leads not as intense with it. So I did find that a little bit more refreshing.
Yeah, no, that's so right. I didn't even think about that, that they cared more about like how their food was prepared than the girls on the show.
Right, like you have Michelle going like, don't tell my mom I eat carbs.
Oh my god, yes, yes. He was on such a strict diet. He was like gluten-free and like everything. He just like needed everything to be perfect. And he had like special ordered for things. Yeah. Oh, but like Sherry on the show, I think she was very much like on a diet. She needed to have like a perfect meal plan ready to go, from what I remember.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so there is one character on there, yeah. And then, of course, we had Luke. Like, even though he's serving diner food, like, whenever Lorelai and Rory would order food from his diner, he would always be like, that is very unhealthy.
I mean, did he have anything healthy on the menu, to be quite honest? Like, what else are people supposed to order?
Right. I think he did have salads on the menu, and they never ordered it. And I think, who was it? Was it Richard or Christopher? They had asked them, like, oh, how's the salad here? And then Lorelai and Rory were like, we wouldn't know.
That's funny.
Yeah. I think, at least for me, just another, like, huge, like, negative about this trope is the fact that ultimately sometimes Lorelai and Rory, and especially I feel like Rory, can come off as, like, judgmental or elitist depending on what the subject is. Particularly I'm thinking like Rory about like music or books and things like that. So that's also like a not great quality, because if you're watching the show and you also like Britney Spears and you see Rory and Lorelai like make fun of her, then that might also make you feel bad when you're watching.
Yeah, I definitely agree. They were really bad at like, they always made it seem like they were like elitist and like better than other people. Like, aside from their friends, they would pretty much think that they were always better. And even when it came to, like, I guess, like, kind of their friends. So when Rory was, like, friends with Paris, I think Rory in the back of her mind was always like, oh, I'm definitely, like, better than her, but I'm just going to kind of entertain this just because I don't have any other friends at Chilton or, you know, at Yale. You know what I mean? Like, I always felt that, and it was, like, true in certain incidences where, like, you kind of saw when, like, Rory took over the paper. Like, you know, just that was, like, something that Paris was doing, and, yeah, she was, like, really stressed and having, like, a bad time doing it, but, like, Rory kind of, you know, took over, and, like, she knew that she was able to do, like, a better job. Or, like, even earlier on in the seasons when Rory like found, like, I think in the previous episode we talked about this, when she got her like PSAT scores or SAT, I forget which.
Yeah, I think scored, it was like PSAT. Yeah.
Yeah, she scored like way higher than like Paris, and she just like didn't even like tell her the score, and she was like, yeah, 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 like I'm totally like better than you because I like scored higher. But that was like, I'm sure she was thinking that in her mind. She didn't say it out loud. Like, you can, you know, feel it from the show and understand that she's always felt like she's better. I don't know. Have you felt the same, Krishna, on that?
Yeah, I totally have. And yeah, I feel like that's a great example, the PSAT scores, because you can kind of feel like Rory was a little like smug about it. She's like, yep, I'm not telling you, Paris, what I scored, because as we know from earlier in that episode, like, she did score higher than Paris. So she had like that satisfaction of it. And I also think, yeah, along with the paper, when they were at Chilton, they had that election, and Paris realized she couldn't win unless Rory was her VP, simply because Rory is more like, quote unquote, like palatable to the student body versus like Paris is seen as like a little too harsh. And so it's always been like portrayed of like, oh, see, like Rory's not like other girls, but she's still like palatable to people. Whereas Paris is also not like other girls, but she's too intense and she's too harsh and too neurotic. So it's always interesting how they like kind of, the show kind of compares like Rory and Paris, like you said. So yeah, I've definitely noticed that too.
Yeah. And like, even with like Lorelai and Suki, I don't know, there's just like certain incidences where like Lorelai like will take over like everything with the inn, and I think there was like one point where like Suki felt bad. She was like, oh, like I'm not worth anything, like you think that you can do it all. Or I'm not remembering exactly what episode or like what scene this was, but like I think both of the girls kind of do that where they it's the Gilmore, I guess, in them from like how Emily and Richard are, where they think that they're like better than other people. They like Lorelai and Rory kind of do that too sometimes, where they definitely think they're like better than other people just because of who they are.
Right, exactly. And you can kind of tell like they, especially if Lorelai and Rory are in a scene together, they'll like give each other looks of like, isn't this person like, for example, when they were at Sherry's baby shower, like they kept looking over at each other, like what the heck is going on? Which granted, that was a really weird baby shower, but yeah, you could tell like they often like exchange between them, like, oh, look at us, like we're much better than these people.
Yeah. And that, I feel like that definitely stems from like who they are by blood. Like no matter how much they like deny that they don't want to be like Emily and Richard and like run away from that, like they're definitely like similar in that way, where they definitely like show their elitist side when it comes to certain things and when like people are different from them.
Yes, definitely, it's genetic in that way. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I feel like there are a lot of like different ways in which Lorelai and Rory fit into that not like other girls tropes. And there seems to definitely be a lot of like potentially benefits to that. But then, as we had mentioned, lots of consequences to that as well. But yeah, did you have any other like thoughts on this or on the article?
No, I really liked the article. And I actually, it's going to sound so odd, I really liked like Amy Sherman Palladino's point that was mentioned in the article, because I didn't really think about that, like, you know, her books are usually, not books, her TV shows portray like certain type of girls rather than like the normal that we see on like a day-to-day basis. So it was kind of cool and interesting to kind of hear. But other than that, I don't have anything more. Do you?
No, I feel like you summed it up perfectly. Yeah, it's always interesting to think like beyond the characters and really think of like, okay, who's creating the show? And it's like, oh yeah, like the same person who's creating this show also creates these other shows. And she tends to like, even though we love her shows, you know, she does tend to kind of use similar tropes amongst the lead characters. So it is interesting to see those patterns.
Yeah. Well, okay, sorry. I'm just gonna like make one comparison. Maybe not. Maybe for another time.
No, please do. I want to hear it.
I guess like in Marvelous Miss Maisel, just like the time period and everything was so different. So I don't think it's like a comparison at all, because that was like in the 50s and this was like in the 2000s. So it would make no sense to make the comparison that I was about to make. But whoever hasn't watched that show, y'all should watch it.
Yes, it's very good. Yeah, Yeah, I think you were about to say that Rory Gilmore and Midge Maisel are the same person, right?
Almost, almost. Well, Midge is way more funnier and more independent in certain ways, I think.
And I think that Midge would probably listen to Britney Spears if she were around today.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yes. All right. So I think that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be recapping another episode of Gilmore Girls. So stay tuned for that. You can follow us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with anybody you know who enjoys Gilmore Girls. We'll see you next time. Bye.
All right. Bye.